Are your favorite movies, toys, games, and other memorabilia still cool today, or are all your fond memories just nostalgia? That is the question that the Is It Cool or Just Nostalgia podcast attempts to answer. Every episode will have a theme where each of us brings an item to present, and the others will vote on if it's still cool or just nostalgia. Join Jeffrey, Michael, Andy, and Mike each episode as we debate this question. Check out a free preview of our first episode where we argue the merits of Batman Returns as a Christmas movie.
All right, so my pick for a Christmas movie is something that just dawned on me that I don't think I've ever heard anyone discuss before as a Christmas movie. And that is Batman Returns.
No.
All right, you're immediately saying no.
Say Die Hard.
Well, I also think Die Hard is a Christmas movie, but explain to me why Batman Returns is not a Christmas movie, because you're already saying no, so I know what you're gonna vote.
In the pictures right here, let's just throw this out here. So I'm gonna put up some images.
Michelle, where do you show me anything Christmas related?
That's fine. Okay,
scroll up. Right there. We got our first right here. No, we had to scroll all the way down.
Hold on. Let's do this. Raise your hand if you actually watched it again to prep for this podcast.
One more. There it is.
No? Nobody else?
Where?
To the left. Left of your mouse.
Where?
Yeah, right there. In the middle.
No, nobody else watched it again?
Yeah.
Huh?
Look at that. It's set like a Christmas. No,
Jeffrey,
to the left of that.
Don't worry about the photo.
It's just a real thing.
So here you go then. Here you go. All right.
Okay.
First off, either the first or second line of the movie is literally "Merry Christmas." It takes place on Christmas season when Penguin is born, and then it fast forwards 33 years later to the Christmas season. The opening scene after that of introducing all the grown-up characters is literally in the town square at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony as people have been going around Christmas shopping. Catwoman, when she kills the Shrek, literally says, like, "How about a kiss, Santa Claus?" And then she says she's going to save another of her lives next Christmas. It's all on Christmas!
One second, did you just say Catwoman kills Shrek? Is that what I just heard?
Not Shrek.
Wait, well, not Shrek. No,
it's not Shrek.
Isn't his name Shrek?
Or
is it Shrek?
Yeah, it's something like that. Batman Returns. Catwoman kills. What's his name?
Yeah, Shrek.
His name's Shrek. Okay. Max Shrek.
Max Shrek kills Selina Kyle.
Well, he kills Selina Kyle to turn her into Catwoman.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it all takes place during the Christmas season. I'm like, the literally only thing it doesn't have is someone dressed as Santa Claus.
Okay, so now I guess is the time to discuss.
Well, I haven't even got to say why I like this movie yet. You jumped all over the train.
You're the one who brought this upon yourself.
Does a Christmas setting make a Christmas movie?
For more, be sure to subscribe to the Is It Cool or Just Nostalgia podcast.